Well, hello and welcome to Education Matters. We have a special guest with us today, Joe Fisher, News and Communications Director at Tennessee Tech University. Welcome, Joe.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here and great to see you.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. You are relatively new to your role at Tennessee Tech. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about your background and sort of how you got to where you are at Tech?
Well, I'm new to Tech, but I'm not new to the area. I was born and raised in Nashville. I'm a native Nashvillean and went to Antioch High School. And don't hold this against me, went to Middle Tennessee State University.
Well, my daughter did too.
Okay, so I appreciate that. I went through the broadcast journalism and telecommunications modes there. And while I was there, I actually started working in the media when I was a senior in high school. I started working at Channel 4, WSM, then at the time, now WSMV. Worked in the sports department on the weekends while I was in high school and on through college. While I was in college, I worked at WMOT, which is the campus station, which still exists, the FM there, and I was the sports director there for a couple of years.
How about that?
Yeah, so that was a great experience. And then my first full-time job in the media was at WSM Radio, the 650, the Air Castle of the South, home of the Grand Ole Opry, and
yes.
Got some great memories from being there. I was the sports director there, and of course, at that time, WSM was a 24-hour news operation. I mean, they covered everything. They were terrific, and then they had an afternoon drive, All That's News Hour, that I was a part of. So that was a very special time with people like Harold Hensley and so many great names that come through. And so that was a great opportunity. Then in the late 80s, Channel 4 hired me as the weekend sports anchor and a reporter. So I did that for about 6 years. And then the ABC affiliate, Channel 2 in Nashville, WKRN, hired me away. And so I worked at Channel 2 for about 3 years. Got out of the TV business for a variety of reasons. Had a family and a youngster that was growing up, and went to work for a public relations agency, Divan Mall and Lawrence, which at that time was the largest PR firm in the Southeast. Had some marvelous experiences there. Everything from grand openings to government issues to crisis communications. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a wonderful opportunity. Spent about 2 or 3 years there. And while I was there, Vanderbilt reached out to me and said, we need somebody. They were in a panic. Mm-hmm. They needed somebody to do play-by-play in women's basketball on radio. And my people at the PR firm were like, if you can do it and service the clients, we're totally for it. So I did that for a couple of years. And after a couple of years, Todd Turner, who was the athletic director at the time at Vanderbilt, came to me and he said, I want to create a position. I want to create a director of broadcasting for our university, a person that does our play-by-play, but that we employ, not somebody that we independently contract out. As you well know, a lot of times it was just the person that did a sports talk show on a radio station.
Yep.
They didn't want that. They wanted their own person. And so I took that job in 1998. And so I did play-by-play for football, men's basketball, eventually baseball, did all their coaches' shows, did radio shows, did daily reports, emceed events, did alumni events, all those kind of things. I was there 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that ended in December of 2020, and so I had a little time off, and then someone you well know, Karen Likens,
amen,
reached out to me and said, I'm wondering if you'd be interested in coming and being director of our communications area. And so we talked a couple of times, and in early July, I said yes, and the rest is history, as they say.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, you've had quite a tour of the Middle Tennessee area.
Oh, yeah, I know it well.
You do, and know our media well.
That's, yes.
That is great. Yeah. And I'm sure Vanderbilt baseball's in the news now, but Vanderbilt's had some real exciting stories to tell for years.
Yeah, I was privileged to be able to be there at a time. You know, when I took over the job in 1998, they had not had a lot of success in a lot of areas. And by the time I was done, you know, half a dozen bowl games, several NCAA tournaments, of course, four College World Series, two national championships. So to have the opportunity to actually call a national championship is a pretty special feeling. So I was very
exciting.
Pleased. No, it was unbelievable. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, that's just got to be really, really cool. Well, you've stepped into a new role at Tech. So tell us about this role that you have at Tech.
Well, I think it's very interesting that Karen kind of laid out the format and said, we would like you to come and be a part of this. And this is going to develop. This is going to evolve. And I think part of what you said earlier factors into this. I do have contacts and longtime relationships in Nashville and in the media, and hopefully we can use that to help develop Tennessee Tech. I think Tech has a wonderful product. It's a wonderful thing to promote and is going to continue to grow. And so I'm excited to be a part of that. So, I still do. It's funny because my background is athletics, and I still do some things with athletics. And with Mark Wilson and with the coaches who are wonderful people to deal with.
They are.
But the vast majority of my time is in other areas. You know, I'm trying to find the other stories we need to tell and get those out there, and not just in engineering, but in all the other areas that are so good. And getting to know, really, is for me, having spent my entire life in Nashville, I'm now in some ways in a new community.
Right.
And so I'm learning new faces and new people. I've had the wonderful opportunity to meet, the mayor of Cookeville and the mayor of Putnam County. Had some opportunity to spend some time with them at the chamber breakfast that happened not so long ago. It was great to be able to go to that. That was the first, get-together they'd had in
That's
over a year.
It's a fun event.
And
yes.
It was great. And it was a great, great turnout. And so good to be a part of that. And I'm really kind of looking forward to developing relationships in the Cookeville community as well as the ones I have in Nashville.
Well, and I think you'll find the Cookeville community will welcome you and welcome those relationships. So, and we'll look forward to having you on this show every now and then.
Oh, I would love that. I appreciate that. I was excited when you reached out, because Karen had told me, Dr. Bell, he may reach out to talk to you. And I was very excited about that opportunity.
Well, we both have something in common. Karen is responsible for me doing this, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She called me one day after I retired and said, would you like to do a short stint? And I think that was 7 years ago. So
that's how it happens, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
That's exactly how it happens. Well, we are delighted that you're in town and delighted that you've stepped into this new job. You're certainly well qualified for it. Well, let's talk about Tech for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. We've launched a new semester. From what you've seen, how did that startup go?
I think actually it went surprisingly well, given everything that we're dealing with right now. And all the things that you continue to have to deal with. I think everything went very well for the start. I was really honored. The first major event that I took part in as a Tech employee was Convocation. And that was the first one. And I was really honored to be asked to be the MC for that, which was a very minor role. Introduce a few people, introduce the president, mm-hmm. get out of the way.
Yeah.
Tell everybody to leave.
But it's an exciting time.
But it was beautiful, and it was amazing how many students actually attended, and I think that kind of sent the message to a lot of people. They were really excited to be back on campus, to be back face-to-face. And, yes, we're wearing masks, and, yes, we're distancing, and, yes, we're doing all those things. But we want to be here.
Yeah, they missed it.
They really, I don't think there's any question about that.
And I think the faculty missed it and the administration.
It was wonderful to see the hoop with a lot of people in it. I mean, the students, they were distanced, but they covered basically half of the arena.
Yeah.
And that was just a wonderful thing.
Well, and hopefully we'll see the hoop in basketball season.
I think you will. I think you will. Yeah, but I think everything went really well. And, I think about 90% of the classes as we sit here right now are in person.
Mm-hmm.
There's still some online that's available, some remote learning. But, everybody has understood yeah, got to wear a mask, even if you're, you know, whatever the situation is. But I think they're comfortable with that. And so that's been a very good thing.
Yeah, I think that's my impression also. They're glad to be back. They still want to be safe, and the masks help there, and inoculations help. And so hopefully most people will be thinking about safety all semester, but they just like, there's something about a campus.
Yes, there is. There's no question about that. And the week of welcome, you know, you always look forward to, I think that was great. Had some wonderful events. I mean, you couldn't probably do everything you wanted to do, but I think what they did was very well received. And, of course, the Connect with Cookeville is a big part and an ongoing thing. That'll go through family weekend, obviously. Yep. So just a lot of things I think have gone very well.
Well, and I know the parents and especially probably the freshmen are just as excited as they could be. It's a new beginning for them and a sort of a home away from home, and it won't take them long to get to be a Golden Eagle and to just think of this as their home.
I really enjoyed it. It was the first few weeks I was here, students were not back. I started in mid-July.
Yeah.
So the campus was very quiet. It was very exciting when the students rolled on.
It's a wake-up call,
really,
isn't it?
It was really good.
It is.
Yeah,
it's and the week of welcome is a great way to celebrate that. And in the old days, the Dancing on Dixie, that just was part of the reunion. So it's going to be exciting to see the students back. And, of course, everybody in Cookeville noticed the traffic patterns change almost immediately.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back to Local Matters with Joe Fisher.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Well, welcome back to Education Matters. This is Local Matters. We are focusing on education, and today we are focusing with Joe Fisher on the startup at Tennessee Tech for a new academic year. And Joe, when you think about tech, a lot of people think about engineering, and engineering has carried the flag for many years in a lot of way. But really, there's a universe of degree programs out there, isn't there?
There really is. And it's interesting to me. I had people, once I took this position, I had people come up to me, and I actually had a couple that live in the building I live in that mentioned tech and mentioned the engineering program. They knew of that.
Yeah.
I think that's obviously nationally renowned, in some ways world renowned. There's no question about that. But as I've been here a brief period of time, I've learned a lot of things about this university and this area, and not just for the academics, but, you know, I think there's a big push for what this entire experience can be. You know, the city of Cookeville, the Upper Cumberland region, all the things that can encompass this and make this a very special opportunity. But when you get back to academics, I did not realize things like cybersecurity.
Oh, yeah, big program.
Which is a huge program here, very, very popular, very, very important now in terms of creating those that can get right into the workplace and do some very special things.
And that program was essential in bringing SAIC to town when we were recruiting a major new industry.
Mm-hmm.
When they found out we had very strong computer science, including cybersecurity, It made a big difference.
Yeah, well, you mentioned computer science, and another thing that has just happened that I think tech is very excited about and should be is the new computer science teaching certification that just happened. And tech can say they are the first in the state to have a computer science, a K through 12 computer science education certified person, a student that's gone through the program, the first to be certified by the state of Tennessee to teach computer science in kindergarten.
And
when I talked to Dr. Nguyen about this, and we were talking about this program and this achievement, it truly makes so much sense to be able to put certified people to teach computer science in elementary school, because as he even told me, we're far behind.
Yes.
Not tech is far behind.
Right.
The country is far behind.
Yes.
in terms of teaching young people computer skills. And so this, I think, is a wonderful program that's only going to grow. And
I think so, too. I was talking to Dean Lisa Zagumny about it mm-hmm. the other day. And in fact, she's going to be on a program later in the year and talk a little bit about it. But it's just, if you think about the kids, they almost grow up with a laptop or a keyboard or a PDA in their hands.
Oh, yes.
almost from birth. So I'm delighted that it's going to be tech that's out there in front.
Yeah, I was very excited about that. And there are so many others, as you know, the School of Education and that, but so many other things. School of Nursing, which is just growing. And of course, you remember, I think the new building happened under your watch, as I recall.
Yeah, that building was built.
Yeah, so, but
my time. But
it's interesting, the programs that I just came here in July, so I'm still learning, but exercise science and biology, of course, we know about ag sciences and all those kind of things. Fine arts, there's so many areas that are very highly touted.
You just don't think about a technological university having a renowned symphony orchestra.
Oh, absolutely. A wonderful music program. No question.
Yeah. It truly is a blessing. And that's what a, quote, university is all about, a universe of programs. And they certainly have them. And the College of Business has had a remarkable success with both their undergraduate and their MBA program. Mm-hmm. Just everywhere you look, there are some great examples of great degree programs out there.
Very true. Absolutely. I think you can come here. I think tech is established where you can come here and probably go anywhere. You can where you're trying to get, there is a discipline, a way to get you to whatever it is you're trying to accomplish.
I have a good friend, and you've probably met him too at this point. He's on the board of trustees, Butch Wilmore,
mm-hmm.
Barry Wilmore. And he is, when I'm with him introducing him, it's always fun to say tech can take you literally anywhere in the world, sometimes outside of the world.
That's correct. He's the only one that gets a pass for board meetings.
Yes.
Yeah, he has an excuse. You know, he's preparing for another space flight. So he's what a wonderful example he is.
I remember with Butch back while I was president that we downloaded a seminar. He was in orbit, and we had a downlink with middle school students from all over the Middle Tennessee area, and he's from Mount Juliet.
Right.
So he specifically wanted the first question to go to a student from Mount Juliet Middle School. And she did a great job with him, but he was just really good. And the cool thing, Butch is also a football player, which
right.
shows you can be an athlete and get a world-class education. He's got 2 degrees from tech and engineering. But when they showed up on the downlink from outer space, 4 astronauts had on Tennessee Tech football jerseys. And so he taught a relative motion lecture to those students using a Tennessee Tech football.
Wow.
So really, really cool things. Well, we mentioned the Board of Trustees and the state university system. Tech is part of the state university system, but it's got a local board now, which mm-hmm. is fairly new still for Tennessee Tech. But tell us a little bit about the role of the board, and then we'll talk about some of the folks that are currently on that board.
Well, I think the role of the board, I think it's an interesting dynamic. I think it's an interesting concept that this board is created really to be responsive to an individual university as opposed to having one board trying to answer every university's questions. I think that's, we have seen that that has worked well. You know,
I think so too. Yeah. I used to tell the governor it was hard to get his attention when there were 16 community colleges and technology centers and five other universities.
Yeah, this board is very focused on the individual student, putting the students first. And that's one of the things that I, in my brief time here, going through the students first is a phrase that permeates everything that is done here. And I've even talked to our vice president of student affairs about that. And I told her, I said, you know, that's a trite kind of statement. I get that. Of course, students are first. She said, no, you don't understand. You know, at a lot of universities, you can get too big and get caught up in things other than what's best for the student. And that's not what happens here. And I have seen that to be the case.
And I think our board understands that. They all were students here. Mm-hmm. I think every one of them has a degree of one type or another from Tech. And they represent the whole universe of board membership. There are accomplished people on there from everywhere.
Oh, yes. Yep. And the board, I think one of their focuses, too, was diversity. Mm-hmm. You know, they talked about that. And I believe with the $2 million achieved in diversity scholarships.
Yes.
The board was very much, you know, a part of making that happen and supporting that. That's a big deal. So I think this has been, I think this board has been, and again, the diversity of the board, I think, and you've got the list of those who are on the board, not only in terms of what they do, but where they are. I think it's a wonderful makeup. It's not just people that are all centered in one place.
That's
doing
right.
The same thing. I think it's a very, very well made up group.
Yeah, I do too. And all have Tech's best interest in mind. And we ought to pay tribute to the local board members, Thomas Lynn and Johnny Stites. Mm-hmm. And certainly Hannah Willis as a student, a graduate student on the board.
First female student regent.
And Dan Alcott as the symphony director, but also the faculty representative on the board. So we're going to take another quick break, and we will be right back with our third session of Local Matters. Welcome back to Education Matters. We are talking to Joe Fisher, who is news and communications director at Tennessee Tech University. And Joe, again, it's exciting to have you on board, exciting to have you on the program.
Thank you.
But we're talking about the launch of the fall semester, and I know we're still dealing with estimates at this point, but have you got any sense of enrollment and how it's going at Tech?
Yeah, you're right. The final numbers are not in. It won't be in, for probably a couple of weeks. I think the general consensus is not that unusual. I think a lot of the public universities are kind of going through this same expectation, where the numbers overall may be flat to maybe just a little bit of a slight decrease.
And coming out of the pandemic, that's
I don't think there's any surprise.
Yeah.
What families are dealing with students and parents and all the things that they're going through. So I don't think there would be any surprise if there was a slight decrease, but that's nothing uncommon, you know, given we are in an uncommon time, you know, right now. And again, I think the excitement, and you mentioned it earlier, for the students to be able to be back on campus is a big deal. And you can see that the enthusiasm builds to be able to be back in a classroom, to be able to go to a football game, to be able to attend a music event, you know, to be able to go to the Centennial Plaza, you know, to be able to go to the CAF. You know, I mean, it's just those things. You're seeing that build every week.
And they'll go downtown to Fall Fun Fest.
Yes, they will,
and be part of that. It's an exciting time to be a student. I vaguely remember that. That was a long time ago for me, but it's exciting to come back. And we ought to say Tech student body is among the most talented in the state. We just attract so many valedictorians and salutatorians and. Not just in engineering and computer science, but I tell you, that nursing program is mm-hmm. one of the toughest programs in the state. So it's a good school, too.
Well, you talk about this new class, and you talk about we have 6 national merit finalists in this new class. We have 592 of the freshman class who come in with a perfect 4.0 GPA.
Isn't that amazing?
592.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Yeah, that they are talented.
Yes, they are.
And they need to be. Tech has high expectations
That's right.
for them.
That's right.
But it's just great to have that many gifted students in one place to go on and continue the Golden Eagle tradition. Well, I mentioned one place, but Tech has a lot of partnerships with community colleges and offers degrees out on their sites, and then also attracts a lot of students who did their freshman, sophomore year at a community college. Tell us a little bit about some of the partnerships.
Well, the most recent one is the one that happened with Roan State that happened during this summer, which I think is a wonderful thing. It's a very rare situation from what I've been told in that students who apply and are accepted to Roan State are also accepted to Tennessee Tech. And so you don't have to go through the enrollment process again once you go to Roan State. So as you said, go through those 2 years there, and then you automatically, if you choose to do so, can move right on into Cookeville and continue and finish at Tennessee Tech as a Golden Eagle. So talking to the presidents of both of the universities, they were very excited about this because this is a very uncommon thing.
It is a very unusual thing, and it's great. Roan State has been a great partner for many years. So is Vol State, and Volunteer State often feeds a very large number of students to the campus also.
You know, and there are other programs, Lawrenceburg, you know, we have, you
Absolutely.
Know, that's getting going there and building there. So Tech is going to have a presence in that area, which is very important because, you know, that's an area where a lot of students actually were leaving the state and going across
going down to North Alabama,
to Florence, going there. And this is an opportunity to try to keep them in-state and get them in these programs. And so I think that's one that's going to grow as time goes on as well.
Well, that's great. It's and we ought to mention Motlow State. Just happens their president has a degree from Tennessee Tech. In fact, a couple of degrees from Tennessee Tech. But Motlow has always been a great feeder, especially of engineering students coming out of the Tullahoma and the Arnold
Absolutely.
Center. Well, and speaking of engineering and the sciences, we just recently celebrated the opening of the new sciences building at Tech. What a beautiful facility.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about that.
It's beautiful. 160,000 square feet. It's a wonderful place that not only it's the largest academic building in the history of the school. Number one, it is a LEED certified building, which means it was built with sustainability in mind. And to get that certification is not easy. And so that was very special to be able to do that. It houses several departments, chemistry, biology, lab space for earth sciences, et cetera. It's a wonderful place, has beautiful, if you've been in it,
several times.
The sculptures and just the going walking into the facility is just marvelous. And having been a part, I know, of new buildings and what that brings. You know, I don't think you can actually quantify what that can actually mean.
Yeah, it brings an excitement to the faculty and to the campus. And, you know, buildings like that are plans 20 years out and then 10 years out. And then in the last 3 or 4 years, it gets really, really special. And I know Jeff Bowles, chairman of chemistry, along with Paul Sims and a lot of others, had a lot to do with that beautiful building, along with a certain chemist who's president of the university.
So yeah, maybe a little something
Phil
to do with that.
Probably had a little something
I think
to say
he probably
about it,
did. Yeah, and don't forget the lecture hall, Stone Cipher, which is wonderful right there as well.
Absolutely.
So you put those two together, what a wonderful complex that they now have.
And for our listeners, if you have not met Harry Stone Cipher or don't know, great example of an upper middle Tennessee student who came to Tech and didn't study engineering. He studied physics. He liked the sciences and went on to General Electric and then from there became CEO of McDonnell Douglas and then CEO of Boeing. And I went to Seattle many times to visit with him, but what a great alum. And again, one of the buildings or one of the complexes in the new science building is named for Harry Stonecipher. Mm-hmm. So we want to brag on Harry and also thank
absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely.
He's been a great philanthropist. Mm-hmm. And speaking of even newer buildings, we are in the middle of a season of groundbreaking for the new engineering building.
Very excited about that. You know, the groundbreaking, September 10th groundbreaking, and then getting that started, and what's going to be a new complex for engineering will include an innovation residence hall, which is going to be very exciting. So it's part of a lot of different things that are going on with the groundbreaking for a new building, new green spaces on campus that are going to be developed as well. And that's one of those things when you come to the campus, it's a beautiful college campus, but could use some greenery and some greenways and some walkways.
Yep.
That's going to happen as a part of all of this continued development. But boy, whenever you have the opportunity to break ground for a new building, it's just a wonderful, exciting time. And so we're just on the
the very
start of that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see that that kind of construction going on, and that has a big economic impact on the region. Sometime we'll have you back to talk about the economic impact of the university, because it is just pretty amazing.
Well, about $600 million in the Upper Cumberland area alone.
It's just hard to believe it. Mm-hmm. But when you see the visitors coming in and you see the construction on the campus, you can begin to understand and the jobs that are created. Well, let's talk for a minute about sports.
Yep.
We can't go into the fall semester without talking about sports. And Coach Alexander's got his Golden Eagle football team ready to rock and roll, and Tech plays a lot of different kind of sports, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and I think it's an exciting time. I think one of the interesting things with the COVID situation, the pandemic, is a lot of the players, of course, football went through a spring season last year, kind of a modified 7-game spring season, then turn right back around and go back to normal and play in the fall. And I've talked to Coach Alexander about that some, and that's unusual. We had to make some adjustments to be ready for that. But I think they're very excited about it. But one of the factors with that is players, even if they played last year, were given another year of eligibility.
The NCAA made a really landmark decision.
They really
did,
and kind of a blanket, doesn't matter. You get a free year. So that allowed several of Tech's really top players who would have been gone to return for another year, and they did. So this is a team that went from being an extremely young team to now being a team that's got some experience. And so looking forward to seeing how this plays out. Now, Coach Alexander kind of kidded. He said, now, what we've all got to figure out is how scholarship numbers work, you know, because all these players coming back, we got this recruiting class, we got another recruiting class, and we don't quite know yet how all that's going to work.
On that,
so there's going to be some computing that has to be done.
But
I think it's an exciting time. And of course, basketball is going to be, you know, John Pelfrey's team and Kim Roseman's team. Looking forward to that, and all the, you know, volleyball is going, soccer is playing. Those are two of the fall sports. Golf will get going. So it's a great time. Obviously, excited to be able to talk about them playing again,
and to have
crowds be able to go and see these things. We missed it.
Yeah, indeed. There's a buzz in the community about that, and I think Coach Pelfrey will have his own team now. This is about the first time he's able to say, this is my team. So that's just going to be an exciting and a great time. And I want to thank you for being part of the show this week and just part of what you're going to be doing for Tennessee Tech.
Well, it's my pleasure. I've been welcome to this community and welcome to this campus with open arms, and I feel very much a part of it already. Very glad to be here.
Well, thanks for being here, and we'll have you back soon.
I look forward to it.